Bonjour, I am Sandrine, your host for this podcast. Together, we will learn about the infinite quantum and galactic realms so we can embody more of our multidimensionality and accelerate our ascension.
Hello friends, today I'm sharing this message because it is a lunar eclipse and also the full moon. And I don't know when I will be able to post this, but please know that the lunar eclipse starts today on the 19th. It's happening today, but the energetics from this lunar eclipse are going to last all the way until the solar eclipse on the 4th of December. Therefore, everything that I share here is very valuable for this period. When we enter the lunar eclipse, we enter a vortex of profound energies of self-transformation through the fostering of feminine frequency, of introspection, of finding more of who we are, on clearing the field from everything that is not us. And when we clear the field from everything that is not us, we literally go into our wardrobe, remove all the clothes we no longer wear. We remove all makeups, nail polish, you know, all jewelry, everything basically that we don't use any longer. Everything that is not aligned to who we are and how we aspire to be as a future, brighter version of ourselves. So when we learn to tune more into these energetics, we learn to go deep in our meditation, to also see within ourselves everything that no longer serves us, that are part of our personality, of certain ego that is there and that basically is holding us back from being a brighter version of who we are. So at times it is interesting also during this period to really think and tune into our heart and to think like, really, who am I? Which is a big question, right? And who do I aspire to be? I aspire to be a person that lives in freedom and abundance, that's literally walking the way, that is really super soul aligned and manifesting the mission, the purpose in life. I'm someone who is there to really shine my light and to be free and to be joyful and to be connected to other people. So we go there and we really see like, okay, so if I say that in this version, what in my life at the moment is not matching that? And every single day, I can remove things that are not part of this version of who am I, who do I aspire to be. So we clear programs, we clear ego, basically ego structure that no longer serve us. It can be some belief systems, it can be fears, it can be anything that is preventing us from really becoming that version. And we do the inner work. So during this period of the lunar eclipse season, we are invited to really go deep and to understand that first. Who am I? Who do I aspire to be? And where I am at now that is not matching that. So for example, for me, it is my car. My car is definitely not matching my frequency because basically I never clean it. I never tidy it. It's a big hole and I hate it. My car is beautiful, lovely car, but it's full of bumps and scratches because it's lived a good life, you know, with me. But I'm really working on manifesting my next car, which is coming more and more into my vortex. And am I going to treat my next car the way I treat this car? No way. So now I know very well that during this lunar eclipse, I will clean my car. I will just like clean it so much inside, but I will also clean it outside. I will make it look the prettiest it's been in years. Therefore, coding my car with a new frequency of care, of love that I will give to my future car as well. Also, for example, I go in my emails and during this time period, okay, so like there's always a bunch of emails that I haven't read or that I haven't replied to. Same thing with text messages and so on. And I go, it's like, I do that, you know, I do that. And I clear the emails, I clear the messages. Also, if there is a conversation that I haven't had with someone because that conversation might be a little bit difficult, I have there's still things pending in the field that we haven't really shared openly, I have things on my heart, or I know that this person has things on her or his heart, we need to share, I need to learn more open-hearted communication, now is a very good time to do that. We basically clear our field on all levels, energy, the mind, the heart, the house, the car, our belongings, all of it. Also, very good time period to do a detox. Many of my friends are starting detox at the moment, and so am I. I have just signed up for an amazing program with the one and only Nova. And Nova has crafted a unique program for me after having a consultation with her to suit my needs and desires, to literally transform my body so much deeply on a cellular level that I can indeed start embodying this brighter version of myself that I see in my meditation, which is to become a powerful generator of electricity. So my electromagnetic field becomes so potent that I can literally be in front of thousands of people and then simply heal and alchemize instantly from my field, simply because I become a huge vortex. I become a portal of transmutation. So people can let go of all the crap that is no longer serving them. I can let go of entities, of demons present in the field. I can all of that clear, all of that effortlessly, but also channel the highest level of frequency available for the field, for the people present. I see that. I know I was born to do that. And now I've been receiving very clear instruction for over a year and a half on certain ways to do it. And I've been doing a lot of them already. But now this time is coming to the trickiest for me, because it is really going deep into removing attachment around food, attachment to identity around food. And so I decided to do this during this lunar eclipse, because you see, it's important to know more about these dynamics from the earth and the planets and the sun and the stars and the moon, because this quantum architecture is literally given to us to help us focus on one aspect or two aspects of our evolution. So when we have this kind of like this divine masculine frame present of this architecture, therefore we can go deep and we can do the inner work. And because the energetics are supporting that work becomes more effortless, it becomes easier, we have more courage and we have more support literally from the quantum field to penetrate the next level of our evolution. So learn about the dynamics, continue following the dynamics offered to us by this beautiful realm that we live in, and learn to foster that. So therefore, you can start harnessing your inner power and you can start creating next timelines and quantum jump realities. This is literally how I live my life as well. So it is very exciting period. For the lunar eclipse, we really focus on that. Everything that is part of me on all my levels, you know, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, in my house, in my car, that is not matching the version of myself that I know is there and that I aspire to be. And every single day, we realize, we write down, journal is excellent now. And we literally say, okay, this has to go, this has to go, this has to go, this has to go. Also sorting out photos, just popping up in my mind. And we do it. And it's like literally imagine that everything that is still there is connected by a very small thread. It's like an invisible thread, very, very tiny thread. It's still present. So that email we haven't sent, that person we haven't talked to, that car that we haven't cleaned yet, all of that, it's like there is this energetic connection to that. So when we remove these energetic connections by clearing, imagine the amount of clearing that is actually happening on an energetic level. It is huge. It is huge. Like, believe me, I do it. I do it more and more, and I can really feel it. And so we do that during this entire eclipse season. Every single day, we clear, we clear, we clear, we clear more and more and more. So we become more crystal clear about this version of ourselves that we are aspiring to be, that we receive in our vision, that we know we are that. We know we are so much more. We want that. We want to be that. And therefore, we connect more to that version. And when the solar eclipse comes, we activate that vision. And I will do another share there about that. But basically, therefore, the masculine force of the sun comes to give life to this new version, because we are so much lighter on our energy. You know, we have we got rid of all that was no longer serving us, you know, to the best of our abilities. Therefore, this all of this clean state, like blank canvas that is there for new penetrating force, for high level of soul embodiment, of conscious purpose to come and take us into the next stage of our evolution. So it becomes easier to start manifesting consciously using the dynamics of the quantum offered to us. I love you very much, and I'm very grateful for you. I'm here for you, and I'm doing the work always so I can serve at the highest. And if you enjoy my transmission, please follow me, leave a little thumb up, and leave a comment. I love hearing back from you. You will also like to know that I have amazing events coming up. I have these two-day events coming up on the 11th and 12th of December, which is called Galactic Connections Accelerator. During this two-day event, we are going to go deep into unlocking your intuition, unlocking your psychic abilities, your potential. I work with quantum surgery, and I work with very potent activations, me and my galactic team. So it is absolutely phenomenal. Like all the students that work with me, VIPs or in different programs, they all report a huge shift in terms of intuition and confidence and trust in their psychic abilities and a connection with their soul, but also with their soul family, their high council. And so this workshop, this two-day event, is really especially specified and created to help you understand your own connection with your high council. Because our high council is there to serve us and to help us embody and manifest our purpose. So it's absolutely life-changing to be able to connect consciously daily with our high council. I would absolutely love for you to join if you think that's something that you might enjoy, so you can get to know yourself more, your soul star connection and your connection with your high council, and get greater clarity as well about your purpose. You can sign up now. All the information and the links are on my website, sandrines.com. And this event is called Galactic Connection Accelerator. I love you very much. I hope to see you there. And I wish you to have a beautiful eclipse season and full moon today. Bye.
If you enjoyed this episode, you will love Fractal Alchemy 5D Quantum University. Please visit my website, sandrines.com, for more information.